Okay, welcome to CCCPR radio number 4 or 5. I'm not sure which one it is at this point, actually. Of course, we're live, streaming on CBZone. This is Amethyst, and I'm here with Hack and Slash.
Yo.
Yeah, welcome to number 4. Are you sure that's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's it. I remember uploading number 3 last week, yeah, so there should be 4.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's number 4. I've been busy this week, and you know, I realized about 10 minutes before Doug called us up is that we haven't talked that much about content that we're going to do.
Yeah, we've been out of touch this week, like, completely.
Yeah.
But,
one thing that did happen to me this week, though, is I went to a 2600 meeting the other night. And all I've got to say is you guys need to go at least check out your meetings, your local meetings. I've heard some of them are better than others. I personally like the one that I went to. I'm here stuck in Utah at the Utah 2600 meeting. But you guys need to go check out your local ones. Hackenslash said that he's probably going to go check out his local one next month, didn't you?
Well, my local one is about 80 miles away in Pittsburgh, so I think I might be. Yeah, if I can get a ride, I think I might be going to that next month.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't necessarily as technical as I was hoping, but it was just a good time with some like-minded people. I mean, I know that's really overused, like-minded people, but it's the truth. It really is. It's cool being around with people that think the same way as you, and I don't know. It's something that you need to check out.
It's definitely a learning experience, no?
Yeah, it is.
Definitely. Yeah, I try to set a local meeting up, like, right here, you know? But, it just, we only had, like, 3 people, including me, and the other 2 are 2 of my friends, so it was really bad. The other week, the second month, we tried to do it, only 2 people came to showed up, you know, and I was one of them, so that was pretty bad. It was a pretty bad attempt.
Well, I wanted to bet pretty much all the groups started out that way in the first place.
Yeah. The thing that really bummed me out was that I emailed 2600, like, I don't know, probably about 10 times, and not once did I get a human response, you know? And,
yeah.
And that kind of just demoralized me, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not even going to try anymore.
Yeah, I've kind of lost the faith in the Zion 2600. I mean, the meetings are great, but I don't know.
Yeah, starting a meeting is just, you know, it sucks. And it's a lot of trouble. You have to advertise it, put up flyers and everything. So when nobody shows up, you're like, you know what, screw this. Because I did all this work and I printed out all this crap and there's nobody showing up, you know, so it's just... But, you know, you still got to try
if
there's no meetings around you.
Yeah, I can understand, but I don't know. If you guys do check it out, I mean, one of the things that I felt at the first meeting, at least, is I felt like a little bit out of place, mainly because I didn't know a single person there, really. I mean, I chatted with them a little bit on IRC, but other than that, I didn't really know anybody there. But I'm sure that type of thing is going to improve a lot when I start to go to a couple more of the meetings.
Yeah. If you go to, like, probably by your 3rd or 4th meeting, maybe even your next one, you're going to be, you know, welcome there, you know.
Yeah. See, one of the things that I was kind of excited about is all of you know probably that I'm planning on going to H2K4 next summer. But our local group, my local 2600 group, because we're so close to the DEF CON meeting, we're only a state away, you know.
Yeah.
They organize a really nice road trip down there and organize hotel fare and everything, and they're actually running an official event at at a DEF CON. It's a scavenger hunt this year. They didn't last year. This year it's supposedly going to be official. So I was thinking about seeing if I could get go down there too eventually. I know, of course, one of the things that I'm going to do with both H2K4 and DEF CON, if I can go, is some of the different discussions and talks and such that are given at the different events. I'm going to see if I can talk to the coordinators for the events and see if they'll allow me to broadcast them live for you. I do it under the CCCPR name, but I was going to talk to them if I end up being able to go to those and see if they'd be open to allowing me to do that. The coordinators were. Would.
Yeah, I think they would. I mean, I wouldn't think they have anything against getting the information they're spreading out, you know?
Yeah.
So that'd be like the H2K4 CCCPR special or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Mm. One of the things I needed to talk a little bit about, though, is the CCCPNet is the name I came up with it. It's a service that I'm working on a little bit to try to encourage flow of information a little bit, try to give people the opportunity to use some things that they haven't had the opportunity to use, one of which is a Linux shell server hosted on my own little box. It's Pentium 2, 450, but it keeps up. It's fast enough. You get decent speeds on the shell. It's 1 gigabyte shells. You get 1 gigabyte of hard drive space. We're still having a couple problems with bugginess here and there, but we are accepting signups at this point, and so if anybody is interested in our shell server, all you need to do is give me a shout on IRC or on the BinRev forums. I'll be more than willing to hook you up, create an account for you. I work on them. Hackenslash is also going to help me as an admin.
Yeah. So we're also going to set up an IRC server on that, are we not?
Yeah, it's actually a server in the Data Machine Network is eventually where it's going to be. But it's going to host lots of our show and some of the other services that we're going to be offering. It's going to host IRC channels for that. I hesitate a little bit moving the CCCPR channel over there because it's still closed and nice with the HackerMind BinRev.
Yeah.
RFA channels, you know, over on Espernet. But once we get that IRC server up, feel more than welcome to host any channels or anything you want on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing that I'm working on getting up in the near future, hopefully, is that when I was in the HackerMind channel the other day, it was more than the other day, but it was a while back. Oslo, I believe it was, gave me the idea. He said that he liked the classic BBS style of communications. It's not just a message board. It also has chat integrated. Some of them have games, file sharing, that type of thing. He said he liked that more than the new modern message boards. And so
yeah, well,
I'm actually setting up a BBS using the Citadel BBS software pretty soon, and so anybody who's interested in that, it'd be neat if you come and check it out. At least
BBSs have that old, like old school, you know, feel to them, and
it's going to be SSH. I believe Citadel also has a plugin that I can get for it that allows a web interface to it. So. Are we still? Somebody just dropped off of our line, and it may have been our
Doug,
our recorder. I don't know. I'll just keep talking in case it isn't.
What?
Okay.
All right. So, we have no idea what we're doing tonight. We have no notes. We kind of had notes last time, but they were way too complicated for me to keep up with, you know. LMS was pretty good with them, but I just sucked.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad since I made them. Yeah. some people with my own show notes.
Yeah, I don't know. We are going to do call-ins a little later on the show. Our conference line number is a little different than what we've used in the past. It's 508-295-9926, extension 337. So.
What? Wait.
I said we're going to do call-ins a little bit later. A connected conference line.
Okay, yeah,
and
sorry.
It's 508-295-9926, 337. So. Call in, sit on the line, wait, whatever you want to do. We'll connect that a little later on, talk to some of the people. One of the things that I was thinking about doing next week, actually, I was talking with Hack and Slash a little bit later, is I'm sure most of you are familiar with what Screamer used to do with Hackermind. He did the Hackermind all-nighters. And for the next week is our first week that Doug is going to be gone for a short while. He's leaving on vacation for a couple weeks, and so we can't use this telephone setup that Doug has provided us with. So since we'd like to take a break on, I'd at least like to take a break on working on content. Apparently, we're already doing that, but we might.
Yeah, and since
we might next week
be our
do
fifth
something.
Episode. Oh, all right. Sorry.
Yeah, we might next week do something similar to what he did with Hackermind, and in that we might do a CCCPR all-nighter.
Well,
you need to
stay in something else
for that because the times might be slightly different than our regular show, and
yeah,
you can expect a longer show going later in the night.
Yeah, like a 5 to 6 to 10 hour show. We don't even know. As long as our phones don't break. Will probably be on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that we need to. We're going to be working on that a little bit. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that next week. As I said, Doug's gone, and we're kind of. Our situation with the phones and such is kind of weird. And me getting Hack and Slash connected to me, with me and me broadcasting. And so, hopefully, we'll even be able to do a show next week if I can get that all set up. CCCPNet might be kind of shut down a little bit when we're broadcasting the show. Help with bandwidth and such, but we're still broadcasting off the CB Zone next for the next 3 weeks, even though Doug's gone because he's going to use his shoutcast server. So,
Yeah. And talk about phones, I just want to say that some people probably already know that I moved this past week, and I got a new phone for my room, and it's pretty cool. I'm on it right now, and it's just a 900 megahertz cordless phone. It's a Panasonic, and I have no idea what model it is. Okay, wait, yeah, it is. It's right here. It's a KX. PC1484CB phone, and it's pretty cool. It's got color ID and everything. I just want a Panasonic because they made a pretty cool phone.
Only thing Panasonic I have is my old dot matrix ribbon printer. It's sitting
wow.
over here by me.
Nice.
But it's nice. It's color. That's about all it is. Okay. I really have no idea what we're going to talk about for this show tonight. Oh, there's one thing that I was going to talk about a little bit. I can kind of keep it.
All right, go for it.
I can kind of keep it down a little bit because Mr. EGP Hot Plugging Man, I believe, last thing I knew, he was near
well,
my
room. Well,
he
doesn't know we're talking about him, though, right?
No.
If you go around house
unless
yelling EGP Hot Plugging sucks, he's not going to know you're talking about him, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I don't know if he even remembers unplugging my AGP card when the computer was running. I don't know. One thing we did do, though, there's a program that Surai mentioned to me. And helped me set up, actually. It's called EtterCap. ETTERCAP. And it's available from EtterCap.sourceforge.net, is the project's website. And what this allows you to do is basically do some neat things when you have a switched network, such as a router, like what I have in my particular home network. And so one of the things that I ended up doing in an effort to which is probably going to help Mr. AGP Hot Plugins Man's online experience. His online experience will probably be a little bit better now. But is his DNS servers is now facing a complete routing to goatsy.org.
Isn't it like...
Wait, I don't know if he can even see anything involving that address, though, can he?
Goatsy is the one with the ass, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, I got it.
But you don't have
a DNS. Don't go to that site if you have any shred of dignity. Don't. It's just fucked up.
Okay, for our dignity-less listeners. The address that his DNS is now going to is goatse.org, goatse.org. I don't know if he can even see that, though, unless he actually knows what he's doing really well. Because, I don't know. That's just his DNS server now. Which basically means he can't view a single thing. And he deserves it, too, I think.
Oh, he definitely deserves it. How about you tell us...
Oh, yeah, I've never talked about that on the radio, have I?
Yeah, tell him about shit with the networking cable.
And with him kicking my door. Okay.
Just tell him how it all started.
Hot fucking man has a very twisted mind. And... one of the things that he craves is to be in a sexual relationship with my sister. He's made numerous attempts at this, and my sister doesn't like him. And I get away from him the other night. She came into my room. She was just sitting over on my bed and reading while I was working on the computer on something. Apparently, AGP Hot Plugin Man doesn't necessarily like him leaving him alone and coming and spending time with me. He gets very offensive whenever she does anything like that. But he took his anger at this, which is in the beginning unfounded, to a new level when he... the first thing he did is the room that he's staying in is directly above mine, and he has a very heavy barbell. Or not barbell, well, dumbbell, which is the small little weights that you lift with just one hand. And he went and started to drop this dumbbell repeatedly on the floor. And as could be expected, everything in my room started vibrating. The lights broke. Every single one of the light bulbs in my ceiling lamp broke. And we were really pissed at this, but we didn't do anything because we know it would just make him madder. And when this doesn't grab his attention, I didn't know what he was doing at first, but now I realize that I heard him doing it. The Ethernet cable, I don't have wireless on my computer. The Ethernet cable runs along a wall from a room near mine, runs along the wall and under my door into my room from my router. He went and cut the Ethernet cable in half and took away the half between my room and the router.
Which is clearly very gay.
Yeah, when that didn't get our attention, he proceeded to kick in our door. Kick in my door. And he didn't even stop that. He was coming after us until I threatened to call the police. Something that I wish I now had done then. I mean, he's a lunatic, that's what he is. He's completely and totally bipolar, and he...
Okay, and, you said he, use P2P, and I think I mentioned it to you on IRC to get the RIA on his ass. Didn't you just do that? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I wish I...
It'd be mean and probably against our ethics, but, you know, hell. If it gets this lunatic out of your house, then hell, go for it, man. I mean, you know.
See, he still hasn't used his computer. And of course, his air cap allows me to pretty much watch anything he's working on, anything he's doing. My phone. Dying. It allows me to watch pretty much everything that he's doing. He's not by his computer now. I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him, too.
Yeah, just call the police next time he does some crazy shit like that.
I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just pretty messed up, seriously. And, why is this guy with you again? Like, living with you?
My dad met him through a friend, and he's homeless and pathetic. He can't keep a job at all. I wonder why. And my dad felt sorry for him and took him in. And once he's in with us, my dad will always feel too sorry to ever just kick him out. Even if he wants to. It's just the way my dad is, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, being helpful is being helpful, but, you know, I can't even, like, talk right now. But, you know, when this guy starts, like, damaging your property and threatening your children, that's pretty messed up, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So, you got to bitch about this guy, and now can I bitch about, Adelphia?
Sure, go ahead.
Alright, well, as some of you already know, I moved this past week, and I got a new internet account, cable, of course, from Adelphia, which is my local cable company, and I think last year they were, well, not last year, because last year was 2003, by the way, Happy New Year's, everybody, but I think in 2002 they were rated worst ISP in the nation, which is pretty damn bad, and I got a new cable modem.
Hey, I just wanted to say something real quick. There's no way that Adelphia is the worst cable provider, the worst internet provider on the internet. I think we all know that.
Dude, I'm telling you. No, but they were, like, officially rated the worst ISP. So,
it would have to be in some kind of class, like cable or something, because there's no way that they would beat AOL.
No, their service sucks. I mean, this is what I'm going to bitch about tonight. Their service sucks. And let me just go back to the store. I used to have a Motorola surfboard, like SB something modem, cable modem, and now they gave me a Carrion TJ615, which is I think it's not even supported by Carrion anymore. And this modem does not get along with my cheap-ass Newegg.com Blitz router, which I got a BRT200. And the people at the Blitz tech support also suck very much. Check this out. I called them up with the tech support number they had on the site, and the guy who answered, I think his name was Tim, and he was like, "All right, sir, what modem do you have?" And I told him it's a BRT200, and he probably checked his, like, database of Blitz products, and he's like, "Are you sure that's a Blitz modem?" And, you know, it says Blitz on it, like, on the top, so, you know, it's clearly a Blitz modem, and this guy had no idea what he was talking about. I mean, he did not know if his company made this router, and he said that, actually, he was trying to walk me through the steps, but the thing is, that was the tech support for their wireless line of routers, you know? And he was trying to get me to take my laptop PC MCIA Wi-Fi card out. And, I mean, Tim, you're a retard, man, seriously. And the these people need to get better tech support. I mean, seriously, how can you not know that your company makes product when they sell it clearly? I mean, I have it. Don't tell me I'm making up products because I'm not, you know? There's just no reason for this to happen. And
yeah,
with a serious company, you know? And then Adelphia, and of course, when you call a company up for tech support, they really don't care if you have problems on their product because of third-party product, you know, at all.
Yeah.
So I called Adelphia, and I told the Julie, and this mile was running. I said Linux, and I said Linux on 3 computers and XP on 1. And then she asked me, all right, well, do you have a router, sir? And I, of course, I said, yeah, because I do. So she proceeded and advised me how I should disconnect all my computers from the router and directly connect my quote-unquote Linksys computer. She was trying to say Linux, but of course she couldn't. And directly to the cable modem. And of course, that's completely retarded. I told her, look, I know the internet access works. That's not my problem. The problem is your product doesn't work with what I'm, you know, what I'm trying to do. And it's clearly supposed to work, you know. I mean, they don't anywhere forbid you to have any routers, you know. So she was just a stupid bitch, and I was really pissed off at that. But other than that, you know, I finally got my router to work. It was just a messed up DHCP setting on my Linux machine, but I'm not even going to go there. So,
yeah.
You know, but still, I mean, how stupid do you have to be to not figure out the difference between Linux and Linksys? I mean, the names might be similar, but, you know, it's just pathetic, seriously. And it's just pissing off customers, you know. And sooner or later, I'm going to go to Verizon DSL, because Verizon's better than Adelphia, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Who's your ISP?
I have Comcast Cable, actually. I have Verizon DSL. Oh, hi, everyone.
Doug? Yeah, no, I mean, I've got Verizon phone service. There's practically two. There's one telco, Verizon, and one cable company, Adelphia, around here. That's it. Around this neck of the woods, that's it. You know, I'm not even. I moved like 10 miles out of the quote unquote city of like 20,000 people, and it's just like in the middle of nowhere right now. I've got deer running through my my backyard. It's kind of creepy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was stuck with AOL for years.
Mm. Yeah, you told me you had AOL like 2.5 or something.
Well, no, that was the first Windows version. I had AOL 1.0 for DOS.
Oh my God, dude!
With that you could only interact with other AOL members, and you could chat. And check your email. No internet, no FTP, no anything. But
man, the good old days are actually the bad old days. But yeah.
See, the problem with that is something like that. It wasn't even practical yet to use anything like AOL.
Yeah.
Back that long ago, I would have just used some BBS service, you know? BBS would have been the same thing, and you could choose what kind of content and what kind of people you're with.
Yeah.
On the service, so.
Did you have to, like, did you have the phone coupler thing with, like, where you put the handset down on the thing?
I honestly don't remember.
How did you get online? How old were you when this happened?
I was about 3, 4.
Well, I had my, I actually had my first computer when I was like 6. I had I think it was a 486, I don't even remember. Pretty high tech for that time, but I'm not even going to.
We had it on a, on a Z100 computer, which was the first computer I ever used, which means that the modem would have been an S100 bus modem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, today we got broadband and everything was better.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, does there happen to be anybody on the coffee board?
Okay, did Doug just drop again?
This will be bad. Okay, when he gets back, and if we have anybody on the conference line, we're probably going to connect that pretty soon.
Since we really don't have anything to talk about, seriously.
Yeah.
You know,
need to make better list content, but...
If Doug is listening right now or anything, I wanted to call Adelphia Tech Support and just tell them how retarded they are. And, you know, if he's listening, Doug, right about now.
What's the number? Do you know?
Yeah, it's 1-888-1888-ADELNET, which is, do you want that in normal numbers?
I'll translate it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
1-888-232-some-some.
All right, hold on.
I call these people up so much, it's getting fun.
If you have PowerLink high-speed internet access, your call may be monitored so that we may serve you better. Please listen carefully before making a selection. If you are calling regarding Adelphia's PowerLink high-speed internet, please press 1 now. If you are calling for any other Adelphia product, including cable TV, digital cable, long distance, or pay...
To order PowerLink service, press 1. For repair or troubleshooting support, press 2.
Thank you for calling Adelphia. My name is Brian. May I have your telephone number, area code first, please?
No, actually, I don't want you to help me with my access or anything. I just wanted to call and tell you that, do you know any Julie around there that works with you? It's just that yesterday I called up and she was not helpful at all. I mean, she made me turn off my computer and reset my modem and everything, and nothing worked, and it just sucked. So, you know what? Screw you guys. I am going home.
Thank you for calling Adelphia.
All right. Thanks.
Effective.
You know what? They deserve that.
Okay.
I didn't use my Cartman voice on that one, but I could have. All right. Well,
So, Doug, is there anybody on the conference line?
Yeah. Come on, you gotta get on the comp now. Now as in N-O-W, right now. Yeah.
Okay, some of the people are waiting on the conference
earlier
line.
In
oh, wait,
house.
Sorry, I just got off.
That guy was pretty happy I called, wasn't he? I mean, like, at the end.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling Adelphia. No, but really, they deserve it.
Okay, as soon as we get some people on the conference line, and as soon as Doug is responsive, we're going to go ahead and connect it. Go get on, people.
What, did Doug just drop again or something?
I don't know. Doug, you there?
All right, so I'll call it up, and there's nobody on there right now, but if someone joins, you know, you'll be on the show.
All right. All right, I'm going to get the number to some people right now. Okay, well, if anybody's listening, the number is 508-295-9926 on extension 337.
Yep. Well, it's supposed to say there's 0 people in the conference.
Man, some people need to get on fast because this show is turning into crap.
Hey, it's Troy here.
Hey.
Who's on?
Troy.
Oh, hey, man.
Sir, is, of course, the main administrator of Data Machine, so...
Yeah, he's helped us a lot with the...
As soon as they get their applications backed up, everyone needs to go check that out.
Yes, hopefully by the end of this weekend even, I get some time away from the calling card database.
Oh, yeah, that's another big project that's going to be finished up pretty soon. Sir, I've been working on that a lot, calling card database. Probably going to be finished up really soon. So.
Yeah, which, by the way, is for our listeners. Okay, who dropped now?
I wasn't going to drop, I don't believe.
I'm on now.
Someone's pressing buttons.
Who's gone?
Who's gone?
Voodoo Al.
Voodoo Al, how are you doing?
I'm here.
Who's that?
That's your big manly voice.
Who's that? Who's just gone? Who was it that just said I'm here?
Voodoo Hal said that.
No, it wasn't Voodoo Hal, was it? Let me say
it.
Does
it really matter who's on or anything? It's just cool if people get on.
They're not talking. We're going to neglect the fact that you're even here, so.
We love you. Don't leave us. It's going to be the last time we hear from you after the Adelphia corporate ninjas get a hold of you. This is what we think of the complaint department.
That reminds me, I ordered something from a website the other day. It was dbcentury.com. I ordered a IDE controller with RAID capabilities. I borrowed a friend's credit card, of course, 100% with their permission and such. And it ended up getting put in the security holding by the security department. I don't know what the hell was going on.
I thought that was only reserved for people who order 50 laptops to some house with no one living in it.
It's stupid, too. They send me out the email at like 8 o'clock at night on Friday night. With a contact number, you know? And so I call them up right after I get the email. Their offices are closed.
Yeah, that's the customer service email delay. They put it in a little batch file and wait for it to... So nobody's there, so nobody can call them bitch. Perfect customer service scheme.
Anybody have any comments, doubts?
You know, I ran over something, not really over, so I ran into something online like 2 years ago, and then I saw it again like yesterday. You guys know those websites that have you buy like a $5, 5,000 million page ebook, and then it enters you in those pyramid schemes for laptops, shit like that. I just wanted to know if anybody out there has tried one, and just let me know what I mean. I know what goes on. Just let me know, like, if you have any inside info on them. I mean, I don't want to join one or anything. That'd be stupid because you lose your $5. But I just want to know if anybody out there who's listening to the show ever got into one. It's practically just a pyramid scheme. They every like 75 or 100th person gets a laptop, you know. But it's you know, you have to like get like 100 people to sign up before you get yours, so it'll take like 20 years. It's practically just.
I'm only 374,000 online. Why is the number one gotten his laptop yet? Ooh.
By the time you get your laptop, it'll be on eBay for like $50.
50, hell. I'll probably send you one next week. Here's our 486 33 megahertz Uber Elite laptop for you. It's blisteringly fast.
No, but the thing is that they actually try and like make it seem like they're not, they're practically selling a space on their in their pyramid scheme. You know, they're not selling their e-books, you know, because they're useless. They tell you that, I've heard that they practically tell you to make money by doing the same thing, you know, shit like that.
How to rip people off.
Yeah. You could probably find
them. No, that's just called Windows.
Microsoft Book of Business Ethics.
Talk about Windows. I was actually looking up Longhorn screenshots earlier, and actually all this like entire Avalon graphic interface transparency thing is starting to look more and more like OS X. Just frightening.
Let's see, at least they're making a step in the right direction.
Wait a second, Microsoft.
They're ripping everybody else off.
Apple?
No, I read somewhere, I think it was the exbeta.com forums, that somebody found some Panther files in some Longhorn DLL. Like, in the DLL, they actually had files called Panther and stuff like that.
Well, Microsoft's always been good at naming things. If you've ever used terminal services, they are a connection manager. They named it appropriately. They called it conman.exe.
Oh, man.
They'd like to see Microsoft in the same type of lawsuit situation that Linux is with Cisco. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting sued for stealing other people's content, because they do that all the time. Like, even the original design of the original Windows operating systems, they stole, you know?
From Mac. From Apple, I think.
One thing I find kind of funny is, a lot of people don't know this, but Microsoft will release their source code to some external Microsoft people. I have a friend of mine who's probably, I think he's listed the top poster in Microsoft's Media Center forums. And they sent him a freaking smart card, and he's got access to parts of Longhorn now. It's unbelievable. But he had to sign so many forms saying that if any of it got released, you know, obviously.
Okay, Voodoo just dropped.
Is everyone still connected, or did the conference line get dropped?
Okay, see what happens when you start talking shit about Microsoft? They'll get you back, man.
Is it just me and you, Hackintosh, or Doug, you here?
What?
Doug, are you on?
Is Sir I still on?
Are we still broadcasting? I hope we are.
Oh, man.
Somebody's laughing. Doug, are you still on here, though?
I think we're still broadcasting, but anyway.
Yeah. We apologize for that little disconnect.
Yeah, I just want to say, Voodoo Hal, if you get your hands on any of that code, just be sure to send it over, you know? We could, I don't know. I just want to take a look at it, see if it's sloppy. See how many comments they have. You know they practically have, like, their entire documentation in comments.
Yeah, I want to know what it's based on, what the development environment for all of it is.
What do you mean?
Well, they obviously don't do the whole thing in assembly. Like, they do the core of the operating system in assembly, but other than that, they're going to code some kind of compiler or something for the remainder part, for the remainder of it, so.
I think they use, for a compiler, I think they use Visual C++, Visual something. Not basic.
That's a scary thought.
Of course, but Windows probably uses C++. I mean, I think that's what they use.
Yeah, but with Longhorn, were they migrating to, like, the entire operating system being based around the .NET architecture?
I don't think so. No, they're not. Not yet. I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm confused.
No, I think they're probably going to do that. Longhorn is going to be more .NET oriented than XP is, but I think that you're really going to see a lot of .NET elements coming in when they release the next server version. You know?
Yes.
Longhorn's, the client version, the server version would probably be in 2007, 2008. It's Blackholm. That's what it's codenamed right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be fully .NET compliant or whatever it is. Yo, what's going on, man?
Okay, we're in like...
Dude,
okay, Doug, if you're there anywhere, can you go ahead and tie us back into the conference line whenever you get a chance? I don't know, something might be going on weird.
Oh, the entire conference line dropped? I thought it was only Voodoo Hal. Oh, man.
Okay, actually, I don't know. We're pretty much void of all content for tonight.
Well, I could go on ranting about Longhorn if you want. I have some more stuff to say, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, they're going to have, like, they're probably going to have, the biggest difference you'll probably notice is a new file system, which is going to be WinFS, and, the graphic interface, like, it's probably going to be a bigger change than, like, the ratio between changes is probably going to be, a bigger change than, what 2000 was to XP, you know? They're going to have integrated transparencies and 3D desktop runtime rendering and stuff like that. And I think that's going to actually be pretty, like, it's not going to be that bad because I think I understand that they're starting to base all the graphic interface rendering, not on the CPU as it's been so far, but on your graphics card, you know, like Linux does. So,
yeah.
It should speed up. It should, you know, definitely speed up. Yeah. But that should actually probably speed up your desktop, you know, experience from what it is with XP and earlier Windows versions.
Yeah.
Now, Windows just sucks. I don't even want to go there, but they suck, so. Yeah.
Okay, I think we're going to call that a night for tonight.
We are?
So, I don't know.
I think Doug's back. Wait a minute. Because I'm talking to him on AIM, and he's apparently he's here, and he won't... I'm just going to yell at him right now.
Okay.
Because he's been pretty absent. All right, cool.
Doug?
Wait, was that the conf line?
Yeah.
All right, is anybody on there?
Thought there was.
Oh, sir, I just said he dropped, so, yeah.
There are...
Zero.
...other callers in the conference.
Okay. Apparently there is nobody.
I guess it's the answer.
So go ahead and call back. We'll do conference line for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Alright, apparently Voodoo Hal's not dead. I want to try and get him to call back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, me moving, my personal server isn't up right now with my site, accent.webhop.net, but I'll try and get that. See, I have integrated CAT 5, like, I have, networking cables, like in the walls, and it's just it's pretty cool. The thing is, I've got to go down in the basement and crimp some wires and get some connectors, and I have to put my modem, my cable modem, and my router down there. So that's going to be pretty crappy, but it's going to work.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm back. Cell phone died. Sorry.
Oh, hey, man. Sorry, that's you, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. You got anything you want to talk about since we're out of ideas?
All right. Stout, anything?
Shout, Chidiyoshi, Zombie, you guys, and yeah.
Okay, Voodoo House is supposed to be getting on like any second now. Okay, what was that?
I don't know.
Okay,
there's
what was that?
All sorts of sounds going on.
Okay. Hey, anybody want to order a pizza or anything? Live on the air?
If I had money.
Heck, I actually have a shout-out, if you don't mind.
All right, sure.
I got to give a shout-out, big shout-out to Kevin Rose.
Dude. Don't even go there, man.
It's probably like, I fear Kevin Rose's skills.
I would too.
I mean,
look,
you know,
I mean,
without getting less free pizza, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
gotta fear that. Yes.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with stealing pizza and drinking 40 ounces, but...
it doesn't make you lead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't make you 1337, you know. It,
I don't know. I did find the scene with them drinking beers and shit kind of lame.
Dude, the hacking with Ramsey thing was hilarious. It's like,
God, that's the part I hated the most. The whole time I was hoping, man, I hope he just drops the thing on himself. Maybe somebody is like
real accent. Yo, you think that's his real name?
Ramsey.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
I don't know. It was just in that second 5-minute episode. It was pretty lame. The thing is,
oh yeah, that
like,
was horrible.
They're just trying to push the whole thing with like merchandise and everything, and that's, I don't know, it's just too, I don't know, commercial for me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what pissed me off the most about the first one? It was in that opening sequence when he messed up that laptop, and I was like, dude, I can't even afford a new laptop, all right?
Exactly. Any real hacker would be chasing his damn laptop down as it's sliding down the street. Come back! I don't care about getting busted. Just don't break the laptop.
Exactly.
I need a new laptop. I got that crappy T4500C Toshiba. Like everyone at the 2600 meeting last night, having that last bat.
Good job. Hack.
I'm here.
I'm
sorry. That must have been, because it's not the conference line, I mean the caller line.
No.
Who just joined?
Okay.
I did.
Whoever dropped it, put it back on.
I did.
Okay.
Alright, just tell us about your laptop at the 2600 meeting.
Just everyone was laughing at it. They just got to throw it. Yeah, I'm sitting there with my nice little 486 20 megahertz laptop, just using the 4500C, while the other guy, Night Abe, he's sitting next to me watching a DVD, or not a DVD, a movie that he has stored on his keychain.
And you were waiting for it to boot up, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting there waiting for it to boot up while he's watching a movie that's stored on his keychain.
Hey, if it works for you. It's the 486.
Well, it doesn't work for me. That's the problem.
Hey, I did everything with the 486 66 running OpenBSD for years.
This is a 20 meg, 20, though. 20 megahertz.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
What did you get installed on that? DOS?
Windows 95. Windows 95 runs like a piece of crap, but it runs on it.
That's amazing.
Probably going to get Slackware 3.5 or something on there.
Well, I guess you could get the latest, I guess you could get 2.6 running on that.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I
tried 9.1. I tried Slackware 9.1 and it boots with the low MAM boot disk, but it won't load the root disk. I get a out of memory kernel panic when I try that.
Oh wait, who's the guy with the laptop?
Me, Almost.
Okay. Sorry, voices don't do a lot for me.
Okay.
Okay, somebody else just dropped, but we're going to pretend like it never happened, so go ahead.
Was it Elmas?
No, I'm on.
Okay.
That's weird. There's someone else that's, like, using the actual recording line, and I don't want to know who that is. Anyways.
Man, Hey, Elmas, didn't you, you have, like, a PCMCIA... slot type what? Like, it's a type 2.4 or something like
that? Well, I actually found out that it wasn't the slot. Windows 95 was just having trouble with the slot for some stupid reason. The site that I read that it was a type 4, it was talking about the socket, not the type.
Oh.
The only difference is that the modern ones have a method to eject the card. So the computer can inject the card, whereas this one is old and crappy and doesn't. So that's the only real difference from just a normal Type 2. Mm-hmm. Windows 95 was having really stupid troubles with it, though. So.
Well, hey, if you still have the 20 megahertz laptop by the time H2K4 comes around, I'll bring my old 66 and you can have it. That'll be a great triple the speed. You can probably crack, you know, 3 passwords per minute now.
I actually have, on my desk, I have, like right here, I have 240 is cracked open, and I can, like the cores are exposed. I have a 66 megahertz and 25 megahertz, and the 66 megahertz is literally like twice as small, like the core, the silicon chip is twice as small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody that's on the conference line have any last shouts, comments, questions?
Rand.
Are we still connected with the conference line?
You want to tell us that we stopped right now?
All right, now we are. Sorry, we're having all sorts of problems today.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like our trademark, so I guess that's all right.
Okay, anybody on the conference line, they'll have any last comments, questions, shouts, rants, anything?
Okay.
But want to say, Kevin Rose, you suck.
Okay, sorry guys, I'm back.
Hey, man.
Hey. I've got the most ghetto call forwarding going on. I'm stuck at work in a big basement, so you guys know I don't get reception. So I've ran upstairs, stuck my cell phone, called the comp, then called the cordless phone from my office on three-way, and the cell phone's sitting upstairs by itself. So if some random cleaning person gets on the conf, don't blame me.
So, if I, for example, were to yell really loud, somebody in your building could actually hear me?
Yeah. Anybody near my cell phone right now?
All right, if anybody is cleaning the halls or mopping anything in Voodoo House building, just go on and, I don't know, just tell us what you make an hour.
I should stick my cell phone in the bathroom.
Then you can hear, like, my really cool voice.
The mic's not too sensitive on it, no.
Oh, man.
Hey, while we're on the subject of crappy computers, my desktop, the only computer I have, the sound card, the thing in the plug where the sound goes in, is loose. So if I move it at all, it shorts the entire PCI bus, and my computer drops. And my video card, even with total heating, will freeze if I open anything OpenGL. So that's always really lame.
Yeah, that's kind of
like... I'll send you a new video card if you want. I got a Soundblaster PCI 128 hanging around that I'm not using.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Man, see, nobody ever wants to send me any free hardware.
I'll send you free hardware. Make a trip to Georgia and I'll give you 10 Sparks.
See, I'll tell you what. I'll send you my ghetto PS2. Got the generic mouse. There you go.
Four. You know what we really need for the show? Some, like, really cool phone calls. Really.
Yeah.
We need to call some people up. And I don't know who, but maybe we'll have some for the next show.
If we think we're going to work on. Because next week, as I said, we're going to do an all-nighter show. Come and check it out. We're going to have a huge segment on stuff like that if we can, hopefully.
I'll see if I can get some phone numbers together to help.
Huh?
But, yeah, so we should work on a list, though, of calls, though.
Yeah.
To make next show.
And since we're going to probably run it for a couple of hours, right? We're gonna
going to end up doing that.
We might actually have, like, a lot of people on the conf line.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, well,
any last shouts, drops, anybody on the conference line?
Shouts to Michael Jackson, Wee Cilia.
Not
really.
I want to give a...
Hey, props to Michael Jackson. Hey, you enjoyed your stay on his ranch, didn't you?
Hey, for a couple million dollars, I'll take a stay on his ranch.
I wouldn't.
No, but dude, I mean... The parents of all those kids, they're practically like whoring their children out.
Literally.
I mean, imagine your parents being your pimps. That's just wrong. Okay, I think we're gonna stop right there before we get into that. I don't want to have any weird people starting to call up the call for anything.
The kitty sex hotline.
Okay.
CCR kitty porn hotline.
Let me know if you want to shell. Listen to the show next week. We'll have a fun, really, really fun show, I promise you.
Hopefully we'll have some technical content as well if it's going to be this long.
Yeah. And thanks for listening to the show, I guess. I'm Elamist, and...
I'm Hack and Flash, and the people in conf, are we still connected to it?
Yeah, you're still connected to conf.
And this is Sir Ian.
And Voodoo Hal, I guess, was on, but...
I'm here.
Oh, hey, man. And,
okay.
This is the CCCPR4, I guess, if you guys don't have anything else to say.
Okay.
Listen next week.
Huh? Man, I'm so brain dead right now.
Okay.
No...
We're gonna end it now.
We are.
Are we going to end it this time?
Oh well, we're ending it
now.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Later.